Welcome in the After Hours. It's Black and Abdallah. You can like and subscribe to this channel. Make sure you do it down below. He's Adam Abdallah. I'm Chris Black. We're here to talk football with you. The NFL draft is over. Let's get into it. Winners and losers from the NFL draft. Let's start with the winners. We're in Chicago. We've talked about the Chicago Bears at length on this channel. I think the Bears are a winner.
Yeah.
Coming out of the NFL draft.
Absolutely. I think they addressed a bunch of positions of need. Obviously, quarterback after trading away Justin Fields, a huge need, getting the best quarterback in the draft kind of falling into their lap. I also think that, you know, Roma Dunze, like, we can give Ryan Poles all the credit, but the board fell to where Roma Dunze was there. He just had to not outsmart the room and make the right pick. Right. And not, you know, say, hey, let's take a defensive tackle here. Let's take a defensive end that we maybe could get later. No, take the best player on the board. The best player on the board is Roma Dunze. You take Roma Dunze. You address those needs there. You address offensive line a little bit later on in the third round. The punter in the fourth round is not great in my book, but he's a starter, so I'm not going to knock him down too many points. You know, it doesn't take it from like an A to a C. And then trading back into the fifth round, giving up a fourth round in 2025 to trade back into the fifth round this year to get Booker out of Kansas, who is supposed to be very highly touted. He came out of school earlier than many people think he should have, but he should be a good, you got two depth pieces for your offensive and defensive lines. And you got three day one starters, even though one of them's a punter. I think the Bears, I don't know if they won the draft, but they're one of the winners of the draft for sure.
Well, you look at it this way. What were the needs coming into the NFL draft? Edge rusher defensively, more depth, help on the offensive line, quarterback.
Yep.
Number one, right? And then I would say I could see an argument for wide receiver, but you already have DJ Moore, you have Keenan Allen, and you've spent draft capital in the last two drafts on wide receivers. So I don't know if wide receiver was necessarily a need, but when you sit around and you check off all of the needs that we kind of listed heading into the draft, and you look at it big picture, you got a game changer at quarterback. Hopefully this is an upgrade at the position that we've never seen in our lives as Chicago Bears fans. And then you add in Roma Dunze, who maybe wasn't necessarily a need, but the kid has star potential.
Yeah.
And if the Bears walk out of the top 10 from this season with two legitimate stars, there is no other way that I could look at this draft other than a win. And that's before we even get to the three other players the Bears selected. Two of them address specific needs on the offensive and defensive lines. To me, it's an absolute slam dunk that this is a winner. And you're right. We can get into drafting a punter with the fourth pick overall. But theoretically, if you get two stars with your first two picks and you address the needs that we were talking about, you can't go any other way than than saying this is a winner for the NFL draft.
They ended up having five picks. They went in with four. You know, obviously, one of those draft picks went to Keenan Allen. So you could say, hey, you know, drafted Keenan Allen. He's not saying he's a pick, but I think the Roma Dunze pick is, and you can say this of every draft pick, I'm not, you know, breaking news here or anything, but it's a pick for now that will help you in the future, because if Keenan Allen is only here for a year, what Roma Dunze is going to learn from Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, and if they don't sign Keenan Allen to an extension, I think they'd be crazy to use a franchise tag on him. The money would be way too much to use on an older wide receiver like Keenan Allen. So if he's only here for a year, one, you have his replacement, and two, he's going to learn from a future Hall of Famer. And so I have no problem with them taking Roma Dunze at nine.
All right, let's move on. Other winners in the National Football League. I'm going to give you the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, you took mine.
They select nine players. They take Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo, the corner, with their first pick, the 22nd pick overall in the first round. I like what they did. They address the secondary. They also get Cooper DeJean from Iowa, the cornerback. So DeJean, they have two players that address the secondary, a major need, and an issue that team had at the end of last season was their secondary play. and the nine players being added to an older roster that's still trying to stay in Super Bowl contention.
Yeah.
Philadelphia won the draft. They're right in that conversation with the Bears as winners from the NFL draft.
Not only that, but, and I'll talk about this when we talk about losers, is that Howie Roseman continues to maneuver around the draft wherever he wants a player. If he wants a player here and he thinks a team is going to get him, he's going to use picks from a future year or later in the draft, but he doesn't mortgage the future, right? It's not like the Eagles are going into next year with three draft picks, like another team I'll mention in a little bit. It's not like that they're, you know, oh, well, they're just sitting out the draft next year. You know, he's using late future picks to get players now that hopefully he doesn't have to worry about drafting those guys later in the draft. For my other winner, I'm going to go, there's two of them that I have. I'm going to go with the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of them. Sorry, did I take one of you?
No, I love it. I agree. Let's get into it.
The Steelers make a couple good moves here. They obviously take offensive linemen to help. There, because you're going to have Russell Wilson, who took a lot of sacks. You're going to have Justin Fields, who took a ton of sacks last year. Obviously, we know as Bears fans. So ramping up that, shoring up that offensive line, also getting weapons for your quarterback is good as well. I really like what the Steelers did.
Yeah, I was going to say Troy Fontanu, the tackle from Washington, the tackle and guard, offensive lineman from Washington. He's outstanding, sturdy pick, right? Like, that's the one thing that I always look with Pittsburgh is they don't reach. And they just build their team with a smart kind of approach to where they're not giving up anything. They're taking the best player available. And you're right, with the quarterback play that they're going to have with Russell and Justin Fields, they're going to need more help on the offensive line. I also like the pick from the third round, the 35th pick in the third round, Peyton Wilson from North Carolina State, the linebacker. Mm-hmm. That just screams to me of another value player that Pittsburgh is going to get the most out of.
Yep.
And that's just something they always do. Mm-hmm. I think Pittsburgh is another winner from this year's draft. Mm-hmm. Do you have anyone else?
My other one was the Lions shoring up their secondary because you're going to need it.
Wow.
Fighting words.
Of Pittsburgh. I'll give you one other team, Washington.
Okay.
You know, I would have taken Drake May over Jaden Daniels, but I think everything else that Washington did, they had a ton of different picks. They addressed the defensive tackle, corner. They got a tight end from Kansas State. And Jaden Daniels, I think, will be a good quarterback. I think Washington had a really good draft.
No, I agree with you. I think they did too. Again, I would have taken Drake May over Jaden Daniels, but who knows at this point? You know, like, out of the three quarterbacks that were taken in the first three picks, not all three are going to be successful, right? Someone is going to bust, and it could be Drake May. It could be Jaden Daniels. Hopefully it's not Caleb Williams. So out of those three, I think that Jaden Daniels has the most likely to bust. And that could just be because of health too, right? Like, he could be good. And the problem is, because of his slight frame, he's just not healthy for the entire season. So I like what they did, but I would have taken a different quarterback.
All right, so those are the winners: the Chicago Bears, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Washington Commanders. Let's get into the losers from the NFL draft. And we have to go to the first round with the eighth pick, the Atlanta Falcons. I don't care how many times I read about it, I listen to the GM talk about it, the head coach talk about it. Under no circumstance did the Falcons do anything but lose the NFL draft, taking Penix with the eighth pick. And that's not a knock on Penix, because I actually like Penix.
Yeah.
And if you go back to last week, I told you he was going to be a top 10 pick. I just didn't think it would be at Atlanta with a team that just spent $100 million on a quarterback in Kirk Cousins.
Well, I think the stories coming out too make it look worse, right? Because the rumor is, well, not the rumor, the fact that Albert Breer is reporting from Sports Illustrated is that they tried to call the Bears to move up to one. They tried to, which I don't think they would have taken Penix if they would have been able to move up.
They were going for Caleb.
They would have taken Caleb. Yeah, but they tried to call the Patriots. They tried to call the Cardinals.
They were taking a quarterback. That's it.
Yeah.
No matter what, they were taking a quarterback.
They can say they would have taken Penix at any of those spots, whether you want to believe them or not. I think that it makes it look less bad that they didn't have to move up to make this pick. But, you know, Fontenot, their GM, was in the Saints front office when they didn't get Patrick Mahomes. They wanted Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs beat them to the punch. And he said, Mike Fontenot said, that I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to, miss out on a generational talent that I believe is a generational talent just because we already have a quarterback, because we know that the Chiefs did it when they had Alex Smith. We saw the Packers do it when they had Aaron Rodgers. So it, in their mind, they're doing that move, even though they just gave the quarterback that money. Obviously, the Alex Smith situation, the Aaron Rodgers situation, they were already signed. They were already getting their money. This is just a little different because they just gave Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed, and that's why it makes it look so bad.
The next loser on my list, I'm going to go with the Denver Broncos.
Okay.
I like Bo Nix. I just don't think this is going to be a good mix. And I also feel like Sean Payton is he's losing it, I think. I think Sean Payton had all this luster, and people just adore everything that he talks about, does, offensive genius. Look what he did with the Saints. I don't know. This run with the Broncos is very mid, and it's very sus the way he's running things. So 12th pick, the Broncos take Bo Nix. They're one of the teams that needed a quarterback that clearly got jumped by Atlanta, by other teams. Mm-hmm. Jonah Ellis from Utah, the edge rusher. Okay, that's an okay pick in a third round, but that's where the top of the draft for the Broncos. They need a lot of help. They need a lot of top-end talent help. And I'm not sure they quite got it. I'm going to put the Broncos as a loser from the draft.
So is Sean Payton a great coach because he had Drew Brees? Or is Drew Brees a great quarterback because he had Sean Payton? Like, that's the question, you know? Like, does Sean Payton get propped up because Drew Brees was going to be that great anywhere that he went? Or was Drew Brees good because Sean Payton got the most out of him?
It's also possible that it's neither of those, and it's that the two of them together
exactly
was great for a moment in time.
It could be,
and I don't know. I think that I would lean more towards Breeze getting credit,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like this is the same thing people want to do with Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
The problem though with Belichick and Brady is that at the start of Tom's career, it was the defense and everything else that led the way.
Yeah.
To those Super Bowls, and at the end, it was Brady becoming the player that he turned into, leading the Patriots. So I think with Breeze, the Saints, when Breeze was quarterback, they were never winning because of the defense.
Mm-hmm.
They were winning because of the arm of Drew Brees and the mind. He was a hell of a quarterback. And I'm the longer this goes on with the way Payton is running things with the Broncos makes me believe that it's more Breeze than it is Payton.
Absolutely. My loser, the Minnesota Vikings. And that's not because you took J.J. McCarthy. It's because you traded up one spot. See, I wonder, remember when Trubisky was taken here and Ryan Pace thought he had to trade up to get him when in reality he could have just waited and he would have been right there because they were never going to take Trubisky. And I wonder if this is what happened with the Vikings and J.J. McCarthy. Did you need to trade up to get him? I don't know. And then you trade again and now you go into next year and you have like three picks in the 2025 draft. And this roster is beyond complete. Justin Jefferson might want to trade. You don't know how this is going to work out with J.J. McCarthy. If he comes in and J.J. McCarthy is trash and he wants out, I mean, yeah, you're going to get a boatload of picks back for Justin Jefferson if that's what you're thinking. But you can't go into next year's draft, into 2025, into next year's draft and only have three picks. I know the Bears just did it with four picks, but this is the Bears are a better team than the Vikings are right now. They've got a lot more holes than the Bears did going into this draft.
They did address two needs. You know, Danielle Hunter leaves in the offseason. Kirk Cousins leaves in the offseason.
Yeah.
And with their first two picks, they address those exact needs.
Listen,
the problem is with the quarterbacks, J.J. McCarthy is going to need the most seasoning of any of the quarterbacks that are drafted in the first round. So that's going to take time. And Dallas Turner is a good pick. I like the value getting him at 17. I just think that the way this team is run, I don't see – it seems like a reach for McCarthy, and it seems like you missed out on all the other top-level quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So you're settling, mm-hmm. and at that point, you're losing.
I like Dallas Turner. I'm an Alabama fan. I love Dallas Turner. He's not Danielle Hunter. Like, and I understand coming in as a rookie, you're not going to be Danielle Hunter, but yeah, he fell to you, okay? Everybody thought that the Falcons were going to take him at eight ahead of the Bears. They ended up taking Penix, like we talked about. I don't know. Just to mortgage that much of next year's draft to get what you wanted this year seems like a lot.
Any other losers?
No, just those two.
What about the fans dressing up as paid actors?
Oh, no, they're not dressing up. They are paid actors.
Day two and day three of the NFL draft.
If you go down below, watch the video of us doing our draft things, rank or tier of draft things. The picture that we showed of draft fans with the Eagles fan that was painted and the Cowboys fan that had the big beard and the big hat. They were both at the draft in the same costumes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They were shown on TV.
Hmm.
They were shown on TV.
You can't tell me that I was watching it and there was these Falcons fans in the front and it was like the third round and they're still there and they're dancing and they're doing everything and they're all geared up for Falcons picks. I'm like, you cannot tell me that there are fans that are that enthusiastic, that travel, that go to the draft, that are that enthusiastic about third round picks.
There were two women that were in
Atlanta. That's what I'm talking about.
Gear.
That's what I'm talking about.
And they were losing their minds.
Yeah, no.
And it's like for day two,
paid actors,
You drove up to Detroit from Atlanta, or I mean, hell, maybe you live in Detroit, but like
still
you're geared up for the Falcons in day two. Like, what are you doing?
Paid actors. The only one that I believe is not a paid actor was the Bear Man. That's at everything because I've actually met him and seen him at Bears games. So I know he's not a paid actor. What I do wonder though is if you're in that, because he's in the NFL Fan Hall of Fame.
Sure.
Is that part of getting in? You have to go to these things. Like the NFL's like, we'll let you in. You can be in the Fan Hall of Fame, but you got to dress up and show up to all the drafts now because we need to have the presence of the best fan, the best Bears fan, you know, the best Chiefs fan, all that kind of stuff.
Can I also give another winner? Nick Saban, who was outstanding on the TV coverage.
Coach.
Field Yates,
outstanding. Mm-hmm.
Connor Rogers, watching his content throughout the weekend. I love the draft stuff, and I'm a true draft sicko, and I sit around and watch all of it all weekend, so it was enjoyable. Winners, losers, any other losers do you have on the list?
I don't think the paid actors were paid enough to be out there. The other losers, I will say this, the losers are the pace and the fan, like watching it, because all of these former players that walk up to the podium and take like 5 minutes to get their little spiel out, just make the pick, man. We know who you are. Your name's on the thing. I don't need you to be chanting. I don't need you to be, just make the pick. All right. You're an honored guest of the NFL.
Come on, Bronco Country.
Yeah.
Let's ride here, Bronco Country. Here's our pick.
Just get up there and make the pick and be happy
all
that
right,
you're there.
All right, everyone.
Come on.
I was a player who played 15 years ago. Remember me? I'm a tight end. Here I am. Let's make the pick.
There's a log jam of former players. Yeah, because the next pick is in, and then that other team's on the clock, and
let's
then the next
about
pick
the players
is in.
From this year's
it's like,
draft.
Come on, guys. Let's move this along. I don't need it.
Winners and losers for the NFL draft. Leave a comment below. Maybe we'll read it on one of our videos coming up right here on the channel. Make sure you like and subscribe. He's Adam Abdallah. I'm Chris Black. It's Black and Abdallah After Hours. Thanks for watching.